song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we get ready for a Monday, recapping the spring game from this weekend and all that was in the world of sports. But I want to get this out of the way. And, you know, there's just so much going on. It was a spring game, and it was a beautiful day, and there were a lot of people there. And some people have been bashing, you know, it's just a spring game. And that's kind of what we're all saying. That's what Coach Pelini says. You know, all it is, guys, is a practice. Well, but, you know, if you want to go to this, fine. It was a beautiful day. Tons of kids there. It was a family opportunity. If you want to make fun of people that go to the spring game, then just shut the hell up. I mean, you know, if you don't want to go, fine. If you don't want to pay attention to it, fine. But, okay, so there it is. You know, I thought it was a great day for football. And for everybody that says, well, how'd we look? What'd we get out of it? What'd the quarterbacks do? Not much of what went on in this football game is gonna carry on over to the first few football games. And see, there's a lot left to work on and a lot to change between now and then.
Well, I think you're right, Doug. And I think, you know, the fans out there particularly interested, unless you've got a special player that you're interested because your family somehow knows him or is a relative or whatnot. Other than, you know, if you're there to watch the football team and how people have progressed, you were there to watch the first half. And I think the first half came out, and Zach Lee made a statement. Any time you throw the ball with the efficiency he did, and you know what? Maybe they didn't unleash a vertical passing attack. Maybe they didn't let LaTravis Washington, who they're just kind of joking about that he's going to break somebody's hand before the season starts because maybe he doesn't know when to take off the gas. But anytime you do a scrimmage, I don't care if you have zero interceptions, that's pretty darn impressive. Hey, these guys on the defensive saw you for the last 15 days. LaTravis Washington has been a quarterback, what, 2 weeks now? Three weeks total now? If you go out there, those guys are trying to make a name for themselves on the defensive side of the ball, too, and get noticed. They're trying to step in front of something. Nobody was able to make a break on a ball and to make that big play for the defense. And I think that says a lot about the quarterbacks and maybe Sean Watson and giving those kids an opportunity to succeed and get some confidence.
Well, we will talk with Sean Callahan coming up here in about 10 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show, talk about what he thought from the spring game. I thought the quarterbacks looked pretty good. You know, everybody had their moments. Concerns, I thought there was too many penalties. The team didn't.
Well, the officiating was bad, first of all.
The play clock, they ran it, but they didn't pay any attention to it. There were no delay of game penalties thrown. They told them to ignore that so that the team, you know, and then they declined some penalties so that they wouldn't put themselves in, you know, we don't want to really work on 3rd and 22 here in this spring game. Let's go ahead and do 2nd and 7 and work from there. So they declined some of that, but some impressive plays. The defense stepped up early. The offense got going later. You know, we were talking with a buddy of ours here just a little bit ago. The one time that I was a little concerned was the Wes Kamik. He hauled that in past Larry Asante and wasn't it Ricky Tenars?
Whatever, right, that's two there. Starters.
Yeah, who about ran into each other at the 5-yard line. Now, say what you will, but that's obviously something that you didn't want to see when your backups are taking it to your starters on a big play like that, because that will transfer, that will move on. That is something that could carry over to a game situation. But again, you know, you're going to see things like that, and I thought it was an entertaining afternoon of football.
Are the linebackers When you look at last year, I think it was the big question marks were the defensive backs. And you can say what you want about our linebackers because there were no real expectations for our linebackers last year. Yeah, they were concerned heading in because, well, Cody Glenn was one of a linebacker that was moved over and thrust in the spotlight when he never played linebacker since high school. Well, this year, I think the focus is going to be on those guys because, hey, the defensive line looks pretty solid. And I actually did watch Baker Steinkuhler for about two full series. They never did particularly run right directly at Baker Steinkuhler, but he held his own, and I think they're looking for him, along with Jared Crick, to be right beside, well, there's going to be four of them, Terrence Moore, the other one. I think Baker Steinkuhler, he's just so wide. He's only 19 years old when you watch this kid. It's long. Okay, they're wide. You know what?
You know who else?
He's 19 freaking years old.
Derek Meyer, they've got to find a place for him on the football field. People were talking about him, and it's so weird that the guys aren't watching the game. They're watching positions. They're watching players. They're watching different snaps. There's a few real freaky people in the media out there that do that kind of stuff. Really, okay, this series, all I'm going to do is watch the two inside linebackers. I'm going to watch the tackles on this series. I'm going to watch Ben Cotton on this series, and things like that. Got to find a place for Derek out there. Brett Maher has put himself in, had some good punts in the ball game. If you got kids that can punt the ball, and everybody, again, it's special teams, but special teams can help you win ball games, and they can definitely lose ball games for you. Let Alex Henry place kick, find a punter. Let him go. If it's Maher, fine. If it's somebody else, whatever. Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, Derek Stanson doing the engineering as always. Our phone number, 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you'd like to join us on the show, the Dent Popper inbox is open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll get your comments out of the Dent Popper inbox. Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com going to join us in a couple of minutes. But right now I want to hear a little bit from Coach Bo Pelini talking his thoughts after the game. First up, he's talking about if he thought the team played a little bit better as the spring game moved along.
Yeah, I think so. It was a little bit different because we had, we split the team up pretty evenly, and we had a lot of guys playing next to people that they haven't played next to before, and that takes some time, and it's not an ideal situation, but for what we wanted to accomplish today, it was the right thing to do. And
Pelini also talked about just getting a lot of these new players and young kids that had never played in front of a crowd like this out there and a chance to see what they would do in more of a game-type situation.
It was just good to get guys out there on the football field in this type of situation and in this, in front of the crowds, they get their feet wet. I have a lot of young guys who were out there playing for the first time, and that's a good thing. You saw them get more confident and kind of get their feet underneath them, and the confidence grew as the game went on, and hopefully it'll make us better come the fall. But we got a lot accomplished this spring ball. We got a lot done. I'm happy. I'm not satisfied, but I'm happy with the progress that we made, but we have a long way to go yet.
Well, Coach Pelini's happy, so that's a good thing. It's a good start. I think you got to go a long way to make him happy. I think he's a little satisfied, too, through 15 workouts.
Yeah, now you're going to start to see, because Zach Lee's going to go home for a little bit, and then he's going to come back and start to get on the same page with these receivers again, because that's the one thing, although he's been with the program, it wasn't his team by any means. It was Joe Gans doing, getting the timing down with these guys. That's going to be the critical next step for this team and those receivers. If they want to be that go-to guy, they're going to have to get on the same page as Zach Lee.
Now, Coach Pelini, of course, they split the teams up a little bit more this time around. And he says, the spring game, and like we talked about, it was a glorified practice. He says you can't lump everything from the spring into what you saw on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. It's not just the evaluation, really, goes in the first 13, 14 practices. This is more of a show. But same thing. It puts them out there in a situation where you see how they react in a more of a pressure environment. But the true evaluation comes in the practices, in the process that gets you to the spring game. And I saw progress, and I saw a lot of things that need fixed. But that's to be expected. That's what spring practice is all about.
Of course, he also thought that this was a very tough and trying spring for these kids, and he thought that they came through it very well.
I think mentally. Let me tell you, it was a long, physical spring. And the practices were long. The practices were physical. The competition was there. And I think we're a deeper football team because we have more guys that are that know what's being asked of them. We're nowhere near being the finished product, and we're nowhere near being game ready right now. But we made a lot of strides in a lot of areas, and a lot of guys stepped up. The competition's been good, and all this does is set you up to have a good fall. That's what spring practice is about, is give them a base, give them a foundation, teach them. And then when you get to the fall, you start honing in, and you start making more locked-in personnel decisions. And then you start about midway through, which would be like 15 more practices. Then you know, maybe a little more than that, and you start game planning. But we got a big jump on things. Our kids on both sides of the football learned a lot.
That's Bo Pelini talking a little bit about the spring game. We'll hear more from Coach a little bit later on about the overall quarterback play, LaTravis Washington, the defense, what's still to come this summer, and a comment on the kicking game as well. But right now we take a break, and when we come back, Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com is going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
For a player, the NFL is the game's biggest stage. Biggest stage. Where will they go? And when? The NFL draft. Stafford. Smith. Sanchez. Curry. Where will they go? And when?
2 p.m. April 25th on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 a.m.
For generations, Kearney Creed and Block and Christensen Concrete Products has been supplying Kearney and Grand Island with quality concrete and masonry needs. We are the experts on masonry and concrete products in the region. With over 140 years combined experience at our two locations, we're particular about who we deal with and what products we sell. Expect a high level of customer service at both our locations. Kearney Creed and Block and Christensen Concrete Products. Building generations, one block at a time.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The UNK baseball team has a busy week. They host Colorado Mines in a doubleheader today at noon. Northwest Missouri State rolls in Tuesday, and Colorado State Pueblo is in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Hastings College baseball team has makeup games today at Mount Marty. They will take on York coming up tomorrow and then travel to Doan Saturday and welcome in Concordia Sunday to wrap up the regular season. The Nebraska baseball team will be at Creighton Tuesday and then play this weekend at Kansas Friday and Saturday night at 6, Sunday at 1. For the UNK softball team, they wrap up the season this week. They'll be at home taking on Metro State today, Wednesday at Chadron State, Saturday and Sunday at Colorado Springs. Hastings softball wraps up the season this week. They will host Midland Lutheran Tuesday, travel to Nebraska Wesleyan Thursday, and host York on Saturday. The Nebraska softball team will host North Dakota Tuesday and Northern Iowa Wednesday. And that's a Sports Minute.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. We'll have sun and clouds mix, breezy northwest winds, 10 to 20 miles an hour, and a high temperature rebounding in the middle 60s. For tonight, becoming partly to mostly cloudy, low near 36 degrees. And then for our Tuesday, partial sunshine with warmer conditions. We'll have a high temperature into the lower 70s, currently 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We'll be getting into the Dead Popper inbox, talking baseball, both locally and nationally. Plus, don't forget UNK softball already underway in a doubleheader today against 12th-ranked Metro State. It's their final home games of the year. And the baseball team has a doubleheader against Colorado Springs. That gets underway at noon. Should be a great day to be outside if you can sneak out on a Monday. I know it's tough from work. Maybe catch a few innings of one of the ball games. Be able to do that. Hastings men are on the road. Baseball team making up some games. Softball team from Hastings got swept yesterday. And so they're now 13-5 in the conference. They're back in action at home tomorrow.
Maybe just out in the field, like my friend Bunsey from Gibbon. He's out there trying to plant some corn, get it in the ground. But maybe you're thinking, man, I don't have enough soybean seed. Well, they've got it for you at Dyna-Gro. We're talking Roundup Ready soybeans. Simple, flexible, dependable. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer. You already know the 57 VO7 is the number one rated preseason hybrid. Well, ask them about their soybeans. Whether you're looking for an early group, a late group, or a mid-group soybean, they've got it all for you at Dyna-Gro. Talk to them about their Roundup Ready soybeans, folks. They're really unbeatable in the field. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today.
1-888-455-ESPN, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. She made it official last night. Two-time All-Nebraska basketball player Jordan Hooper has orally committed to play at the University of Nebraska, averaging 23 points, 14 rebounds last season for Alliance. She has continually taken them to the state tournament and made them one of the best teams in the state of Nebraska. So Jordan Hooper is headed to the University of Nebraska to play for Coach Connie Yori. Well, most of the talk, obviously, is still centered around the spring game. And joining us from Lincoln to talk about what he saw throughout the spring and on Saturday is Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Glad to have you aboard again. It was a beautiful day, a pleasant day for football. Before we get too deep into the actual game, let's go with the fringe things that we talk about, and we'll start right in your backyard with the recruits and all of that. We got a commit over the weekend before the spring game, actually. And what was the feeling from some of these commits, and what do you think they saw on Saturday?
Well, you know, Andrew Rodriguez was obviously there, and Nebraska's commit out of Aurora, an offensive lineman. They did pick up a commit from Mike Mowdy, a guy that will probably be a mid to high ranked three-star offensive guard tackle when the rankings do come out for all of our guys. You know, he's a solid, big-bodied, 6'5", 6'6", style tackle, very similar to Jeremiah Searles. There were some other good players in town as well. Keaston Terry, a wide receiver out of Kansas City, just to name a few. You know, no other commits, but I think it was one of those weekends that definitely, you know, laid the groundwork down for recruiting. And the recruiting calendar for Nebraska, the spring game, to me, is really the first major thing. They do a junior day in February. They get guys here. But that spring game is really their first opportunity to get some kids maybe up here from Dallas or Kansas City or other surrounding metropolitan areas to see Nebraska, to experience it early on in the process. Because this process, guys, is increased so much where, you know, the regular season's great to get these guys here, but this allows these kids to get that regular season experience in April, and it allows Nebraska to get their foot in the door and potentially maybe steal a guy or two early.
Sean, I guess when the quarterback situation looks to be so limited and maybe a Martinez kid coming in, going to play quarterback, maybe there are plenty of quarterbacks out there. Do we know anything about Robert Marv and even maybe a comment on Greg Paulus, the talented kid from the Duke basketball team?
Well, first on Paulus, I did hear that last week that Watson was kind of inquiring about getting a hold of him, but I didn't know how serious that was because I just assumed Michigan was where he was going to end up. And let's be realistic about it, guys. I just don't see, you know, I mean, he could go somewhere, but I don't know how he's going to be able to step in and be a factor anywhere. I mean, more than anything, if he came here, it would be a backup guy, and he'd be the most heralded backup quarterback in the country because of his accomplishments at Duke. So I think you got to look at it with a realistic point of view that nobody's going to come in and go to a school and learn an offense in 4 weeks and be a starter. I mean, he'd be coming in to be a backup wherever he goes. As for Robert Marv, I haven't heard a lot of good things. You know, I don't know Nebraska's interest level. From what I understand, they haven't officially offered him yet. And I just looking at him and talking to people that were with him around the weekend, I just didn't get the vibe that the interest is there on either side right now. But we'll see how that plays out. The thing about Robert Marv is he hasn't talked to anybody. No one has interviewed him. I've tried to nail down a number for him. It's pretty tough. I've talked to his father, Eugene Marv. Eugene Marv didn't come on the visit, so it's hard to gauge how involved he is in this process. And like I said, I'd be surprised if he ends up at Nebraska.
Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right, let's get into a Saturday's spring game. Sean, off the top, what impressed you? What stood out in Saturday's game?
Well, I thought just the offense, you heard a lot of things about them struggling in the spring, but I think with just the simplistic format that Watson ran the offense in, it really, they look good. I mean, to me, this offense reminds me a lot of what Sean Watson did at Colorado in the early 2000s. They've got a couple of big running backs in Quinton Castillo and Roy Helu. They've got an undersized mobile quarterback like a Zach Lee, kind of similar to the Craig Oaks, Mike Machete, Joel Klatt-style quarterbacks that Watson had at Colorado. And they've got a lot of tight ends. And Watson loved to get all those tight ends back then. And I think those tight ends are going to play a big part of this offense because some of the best athletes on the offense are tight ends right now. And they had 17 catches for 255 yards on Saturday. So I think those guys like Mike McNeil, Ben Cotton, Drew Young, even Kyler Reed, I mean, he showed what kind of athlete he is. I think that's a great position that they're going to really utilize this fall. Receiver, I thought Antonio Bell showed a lot of promise for the future. I was more impressed with just the way he fielded those punts and kicks so cleanly and naturally, because you don't see a newcomer come in and do that right away. I mean, usually a guy's nervous in front of 80,000 people. Well, he looked like a seasoned pro out there on offense. I was impressed with those guys. Briefly on the defense, I think the secondary, the jury's still out. Yeah, there's a lot of guys back there with experience, but when Wes Kamick beats Anthony West and Larry Asante down the middle for a 40-yard touchdown, you still got to wonder if these guys have gotten better from last year.
Sean, I think if you look back to last year, one position that was very, very solid was the running back position. We're moving people to linebacker a year ago. How deep is the running back position this year at Nebraska? We know about the big two. After that, what do we know?
You know, Lester Ward is a guy I think that's in that third spot right now. I just think they've got some serviceable backups. I wouldn't say, like Collins Okafor, the run he had, the touchdown, I would give more credit on that to the offensive line. I mean, it was a big hole that he went through. Other than that, I hadn't seen anything from him that's going to make you say if Helu and Castillo go down, that Collins Okafor, Lester Ward, Austin Jones is the answer. However, you know, Nebraska brings in Rex Burkhead, you know, Dallas High School Player of the Year. And do not be surprised if Rex emerges, maybe not right away, but as the guy right behind those two backs. And he's more of an all-purpose type of guy. He's fast. He has good hands. He's good in space. So he can do a little bit different of things than what Castillo and Helu do, and he does a little bit different than what all the other guys do. So I'll be intrigued how Rex Burkhead comes in, what he can do in the fall.
Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show talking Husker football, the spring game. And, Sean, a couple of names I heard when we were up in the press box there were a couple of kids that only get one shot. They got one shot left this fall, the play of Andy Christensen, the play of Derek Meyer. Your thoughts on those two?
Well, Derek Meyer, I thought, had a great game. He showed some athletic ability getting downfield on a couple of plays. I want to say on the Marcus Mendoza dump pass, he was the guy downfield that picked up a block for him on a play, or actually the Castillo play. I'm sorry, the Castillo dump pass where he caught the ball one-handed. He made it just look good, and he ran in space. Andy Christensen, he needs to continue to kind of get better. He's out of shape still. I mean, physically, he told me, I talked to him once this spring, and he wants to get his weight down about 10 more pounds. Because through the mental anguish of everything he went through, he got up to 335 pounds. And he got down to 310. He'd like to get down to about 300, and that will make a big difference in his play. And to me, that other guard spot's wide open between Ricky Henry, Andy Christensen, or Derek Meyer. All those guys, Derek Meyer can play guard too, and that's the one question they still have to fill on that line.
Okay, Sean, I guess everybody wants to know your thoughts on the quarterback situation. Zach Lee, very, very efficient, Dave. You mentioned earlier, didn't really turn them loose, any of the quarterbacks, though.
Well, the management and just the confidence and the pocket presence of Lee was impressive. After that rough start You wondered how he'd come out because they were down in a hole early. I mean, yeah, it's a practice, it's a spring game, but you know, Zach Lee didn't want to go in there and have his team get embarrassed and get beat really bad because it wouldn't look good on him. And they bounced back, and you know, he made some good reads. The ball that he threw over Will Compton for the touchdown to Marcus Mendoza was right on the money. You know, I think it was the Wes Kamic touchdown pass as well was a great ball. He threw over the middle through his own coverage. So he made some good reads to have three touchdown passes. I was real impressed with the Travis Washington guys. I mean, for him to come in and do what he did, I mean, he was playing linebacker in winter conditioning, and for 4 weeks in the offense, for him to look that sharp already, I mean, it wasn't a perfect day, but no interceptions. I mean, he got the ball out where it needed to be. I was just really impressed when he got out of the pocket and made those rollout reads. Cody Green probably had the worst day of the three. You know, he just looked like a freshman, and that's what you would expect from a kid that should still be in high school. The promise and the potential, though, is definitely there.
Well, Sean, I guess we're so focused in, fans are so focused in on who's there and who's participating and all the storylines around spring. Now we get ready for the off season, the summer conditioning. What could change between now and the fall as far as guys coming in, guys that did well now that might fall off the map a little bit? I know that's kind of hard to gauge, but we beat that Phillip Dillard thing into the ground already. What's going to be the summer storyline?
Well, you know, you mentioned Phillip Dillard. This is the time of year, in the next 2-3 weeks, where guys do transfer or give it up. And, you know, that's going to be something to watch, I think, because that Eckler's opinion of Phillip Dillard has clearly gone down. Bo Pelini's has, and he didn't get a chance. And it'll be really interesting to see if he decides to stick it out to basically ride the pine as a fifth-year senior. I'll be really curious to see what he does, and that's going to be something to watch closely as the end of the spring evolves. I don't, you know, you hate to project or talk about other guys leaving. You know, I think everything else, you know, is something you got to watch. Other storylines, you want to watch Cody Spano's knee, how he comes back. Bo seems to think he's going to come back for fall camp. I guess the medical staff said it was probably the cleanest ACL tear they've seen. So they're optimistic his recovery can be quicker. So that will be something to watch as well.
Obviously, Sean, my MVP from Saturday was Lance Thorell, another area kid. I'm very, very high on him, as you know. The defensive backfield seems to be so cluttered. There are just so many of those kids. Where does a player like Lance Thorell fit in, if at all?
Well, I think right now he's in a fight to maybe win that dime corner, if that's his special teams. But you've got to look at Anthony West and Prince as your one and two. Your nickel's probably Dennard and Anthony Blue right there. And I think he's right after those four guys. But to me, Blue, West, Dennard, and the other guy, I've just blanked there on the name, those four guys are ahead of him. But he knows the defense. The coaching staff does have confidence in him. And I think, you know, he's going to be a guy that's going to be right there in the mix. And, you know, I think last year he was somebody that people probably counted out. And look what he did. He had a great year as a redshirt. Was he a redshirt freshman last year,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't ask for a better year out of a redshirt freshman from Loomis, Nebraska, to start a couple games and play like he did.
Started five games.
So. Well, glad to have him doing what he did. And Sean Callahan, who coming up in just a few weeks, is going to be making some appearances here in Central Nebraska. And we'll be catching up with Sean more to tell folks about that. But before we let you get out of here, last question, Sean. The NFL draft is this weekend. It doesn't look like a lot of ex-Huskers are going to go high. How many Huskers overall do you think might be selected this weekend?
Well, two for sure. Potter and Murtha, those two guys. You know, we've been covering the draft and got on a couple conference calls here. I know we're getting on one tomorrow with Todd McShay to kind of see where, talk to those guys about where he might fall. But I'm hearing third to fourth round for Potter, and similar, maybe a little higher even than that for Murtha, third, fourth, fifth round range. I think Marlon Lucky is the other guy that could go late. But other than that, you know, I think Cody Glenn's a free agent. I think Nate Swift's a free agent. Todd Peterson's free agent. Cooler, you never know with him, but he might be a free agent guy as well. Joe Gans is definitely a free agent guy. So you're going to probably see two to three guys picked, several free agents. You know, the kid out of UNO might get picked as well, too. Zach Miller, the tight former quarterback turned tight end, who at one time was a Husker on that 04 team. He was a backup quarterback to Joe Daly in that year. And there's a chance he might get drafted as a tight end. In fact, I know he's ranked as one of the top 15 tight ends now on the board.
Why do you have to kill the conversation by bringing up that name?
Wow. Come on. There's nothing wrong with Joe Daly, bruh.
Are you talking about Zach Miller or Joe Daly?
Joe Daly, not Zach Miller.
I thought maybe you were fired up because UNO was handed to Kearney the last couple of years.
Oh, whoa, no. Whoa. They are the evil empire, but no, I have no anger towards Zach.
We hate losing that Mavelope trophy or whatever.
Hey, my dad finished his college career at Kearney, so I've got a little. I guess they were Kearney State back then. They weren't even the Lopers, I don't think, at that point, were they?
Oh, yeah, were the Lopers.
Well, antelopes, and you know, kind of like Cornhuskers, now they're the Huskers. You know, that's how it all goes. Well, Sean, now that we get to have a breath, enjoy it, have a great week, and work on that tan, all right?
Hey, guys, and looking forward to it when we get the details ironed out here on my trips coming out there.
Sounds good, Sean. Talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, guys.
Sean Callahan, HuskersIllustrated.com, breaking down the spring game and all that is. Husker football recruits coming in. Huskers going out to the draft. And, you know, I think Sean echoed a lot of what we had talked about in the opening segment of the program today and gave us a little more insight. He said everything but Philip Dillard's transferring / quitting. Everybody loved LaTravis Washington on Saturday. High marks for Derek Meyer. I guess it's nice to know that there's going to be some – I think the thing that's going to go against maybe Meyer and Steinkuhler, if you got a junior or a sophomore that the coaches think are as capable of those two guys, I think it's hard to go with a senior over a sophomore when you can put the sophomore in there and use them over the next 3 years and go with the learning process. When as you're a senior, you take all season to learn and then you're gone. Hopefully there's at least for Derek, that there's a spot for him out there because I think this kid's a heck of a football player.
You know, I think and people that we had a chance to talk to, they said they're going to find a place on the field, particularly because Derek Meyer is smarter than a lot of the offensive line. He understands that offense from every position and finds a way to get it done.
He must have stayed out of Keith Crow's classes over there at Silver Lake. I don't know what's going on, but I'm sorry. Anything else?
No. Okay. That's what one of the things I heard on the sideline about Derek Meyer.
Man, there was some good. You knew when he was. Yeah, you had Matthews at Overton, and you had Meyer at Silver Lake, and it just tells you there's some. You don't have to always play 11-man ball. These kids are put into the position they're put into, and if you have to play 8-man ball, you play 8-man ball, and you'd be very successful at it. And obviously, there's some kids out there that went on to Nebraska and have starred. Out of the lower ranks of high school football.
Some people out there think everybody's going to be from Creighton Prep. You know, doesn't have to be that way, Steve.
We'll be back with more on the Doug. Oh, wait, getting a text. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two. I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder Smoked Foods. Pulled pork, smoked beef, and pork loin. Stop in to Schroeder Smoked Foods and dine on delicious barbecue. Or have Schroeder Smoked Foods cater your event. Pick it up. Or have us deliver mouth-watering barbecue to your special event. Online at SchroederSmokedFoods.com. On First Street, behind the First State Bank in Shelton. Schroeder Smoked Foods. Where the fire never goes out.
I was driving my rig down the interstate. Had an on-time bonus, couldn't afford to be late. So to save on fuel, save time and cash, I fly by the scale house, move on past with PrePass.
PrePass.
It's a bypass system, first of its kind. Checks my weight and my doc's driving 65. Then a green light flashes up on my dash, and while the other rigs stop, I just move on past with PrePass.
PrePass.
With your good driving record, PrePass can save you time and money on every haul. Highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash says drive on by. Drop PrePass free. We guarantee you'll want it along on every haul. Call 888-423-PASS during normal business hours or visit PrePass.com anytime to try PrePass free. That's PrePass.com or 888-423-PASS.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. We'll have sun and clouds mix, breezy northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, and a high temperature rebounding in the middle 60s. For tonight, becoming partly to mostly cloudy, low near 36 degrees. And then for our Tuesday, partial sunshine with warmer conditions. We'll have a high temperature into the lower 70s, currently 55.
This is why I'm hot. I'm hot because I'm fly. You ain't because you're not.
Patriots Day in Boston, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, just gave me another great idea. The Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Contest, Hot Dog Eating Contest, which we'll have again this July, came out of coming back from the 4th of July and Daddy talking about how much he can eat and blah, 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 and then being a huge major disappointment in that category as well. Well, today, the Boston Marathon. Maybe we have a Doug and Daddy Half Marathon and see how you can do in that.
In a golf cart. I would be more than happy.
What is a half marathon? 13 miles, is that right?
I'm guessing 13.1. Give the real one's 26.2.
Oh, that's an excellent point, Derek.
So, yeah, 13, yeah. A half marathon. How about around the block? Doug and Daddy around the block?
We could do that.
We'll see how fast you go.
Yeah, in a golf cart.
There's very few things I can dominate you at. That would be one of them. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's going to be a beautiful week, folks. It's a great week to break in the new ball glove. Oh, what? You don't have a new ball glove? Well, then Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center is the place to be. They've got all the gear you need for the upcoming baseball and softball seasons. We know a lot of it's getting underway. I think there were some little kids' tournaments already this weekend out of town. So if you're out and going, we don't have all the gear that we thought we needed, balls, baseballs, softballs, batting helmets, uniforms and hats, hitting nets, training supplies, catcher's equipment for T-ball, Little League, Senior League, travel team, it doesn't matter. They've got it all there for you. Right now, 10% off all ball gloves in stock. They've got a great selection of bat bags, baseball and softball shoes, of course, as well. And if you're going to be behind the plate, I personally went in there and saw five different tops, colored tops for umpires. You know, you used to call them blue. No, we got off-white, we got gray, we got blue, light blue, dark blue. So, you know, if you want to make a fashion statement as an umpire and still be safe, they've got all the protective equipment for you. Misco Sports on the bricks, open 7 days a week at the downtown Kearney Center. Steve and the gang ready to talk a little baseball with you this week.
Yeah, I live over by the baseball fields out West Lincoln Way, and walking the pooch the other night, and I hear this guy go, "Where's the tee at? How are we supposed to have T-ball practice when we don't have a damn tee?" Well, go to Misco's. They'll get you a damn tee.
All right. Now that you're fired up, I've got two words for you. Kyle Farnsworth.
Michael Young today, 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. He belts one into left center field. A towering blast way back. And this one is gone, and this ball game is over.
Shocker.
A walk-off home run for Michael Young here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And all the Rangers out at home plate to greet him as Young leaps into the air and lands on home plate with the game winner. 6-5, Rangers win it.
Bob Davis from the Royals Radio Network with the call. Kyle Farnsworth, 0-3 already on this season. And as you heard, Michael Young, 0-3 at the plate today. But here's Farnsworth. That ought to change. Okay. Get rid of him. We didn't like it at the beginning. Get rid of this clown. I want to let you know you can read more about it on the Doug and Daddy blog. Just go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the blog. Daddy is already fired off there, and you want to fire off again. I don't understand it. He's no good. Get rid of him. If he's not in Omaha today or just flat out cut, then there's a problem. Don't let this fester and ruin a good start to the season. Obviously, already the players have got to be shaking their head going, good God. We had a 5-3 lead, Royals, from a player standpoint. We boot the ball around twice in the eighth to let it get tied. Then we bring this clown in who gives up a first pitch. See ya.
Something I don't understand is, what Soria can't pitch two innings. You've got an off day today. Hillman's got to step up and take a little bit of the responsibility for this as well. Put Soria in.
Kyle Farnsworth in the game, you're responsible.
Exactly. Why is he even an option? He has a 16.28 or something ERA entering the game. It just baffles me.
You think he's got any college eligibility left?
Well,
maybe he could play for the Huskers.
Well, you know what? If you want to you can read this whole paragraph I wrote on the blog. I said to ship him to Puerto Rico, but I just couldn't get him far enough away, and I figured there's a league down there. But you know what? Give me his agent. That's a guy with real talent. How's a guy making $4.2 million? $4.25 million this agent got Kyle Farnsworth.
Because he can throw the ball really fast.
Yeah, right at the belt. And then it leaves the yard really, really fast, too.
Oh, it didn't break. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. My 98-mile-an-hour is a, you know, slur pitch didn't break. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox because they are out again, Daddy, calling for the head of Mike Anderson, who we had on the program last week. Kurt in Hastings says, Doug and Daddy, I love your show. I love Nebraska baseball, and I even like Coach Mike Anderson. But I do not understand how you cannot question the ability of Mike Anderson to continue as head coach of the team. Under Mike Anderson's watch, Nebraska baseball has gone from one of the best teams in the Big 12 to the worst. And it is not just the pitching, as Mike continues to claim. Nebraska is not scoring any runs either. Sadly, Nebraska baseball has become a joke. Maybe Mike is a great assistant coach, but just doesn't have what it takes to be a head coach. I do not think that the cold climate and Nebraska being a northern state is any excuse either. Dave Van Horn did okay while he was here, and Creighton does okay too. Wichita State has been a consistently good team. I guess we will see what happens the rest of the season, but if the last 10 games are any indication of what the rest of the season will look like, it will not be good. Please keep up your good work. I enjoy your interviews every week with the head coach of the team Nebraska will be playing, Kurt from Hastings. And we will be talking with Richie Price from Kansas, who the Huskers are traveling to play this week on Thursday's show. Nebraska is at Creighton tomorrow. I continue. Dudes, I would hope that Mike Anderson would have enough respect for the program that he's single-handedly destroying to walk away at the end of the season. Once again, he's lost his team, and it will never be the same as long as he's in charge. Matt Degas, assistant head coach at A&M, please pick up the courtesy phone, Trent and Carney. All right, time for the Ace Hardware and Toro Bull or No Bull email of the day, where we give our opinion. Guys, I don't know. I guess I'm going to continue to say that those emails are bull. Our pitching stinks. What do you want Mike Anderson to do about that this year? All right, he has recruited and brought in enough good kids to Nebraska that they are pitching in the majors, the minors, the majors. They are in the system. We are depleted right now. This is not the SEC. This is not Texas, where we can bring in 8 quality pitchers every single year and then just plug them in when it's their turn to go. There is nothing you can do about bad. I mean, you're hoping that they will throw better, that they won't walk 5 guys in an inning and avoid things like that. But, Tony, can you explain to me what you do right now? I mean, you look out there, you look at that bullpen, you look at that pitching staff, and you go, huh, crap, crap, and more crap. I can't do anything. I got to put these guys in there. This is what we got. It's not like you can go somewhere and make a trade or pick somebody up and bring them in or change them. I mean, there's just nowhere to go. They're in a bad situation. And until there's any speck of confidence, these kids are going to continue to get banged around. But you cannot hit guys. You cannot walk guys. You cannot give these guys free passes like Nebraska did with A&M this weekend. Plunking 2 guys in a half inning? Really?
Sean Yost, You're right, but it falls back on that's the players in which the coaching staff has brought in here as well. You know, it falls back on that. Now, I think we've got to just relax for a minute. We go back to 1 year ago, Nebraska, one of the hottest teams in college baseball right now. I thought Mike Anderson should have been up nationally for Coach of the Year with about 3 weeks remaining in the season. Now, call it overachieving, call it some good luck, I don't know. Baseball seems to have a way of evening itself out. 1 year removed, I don't think Tom Osborne's going to step in and release or fire Mike Anderson, because I think Mike Anderson's running a clean program, and I think he's doing it with good kids that are trying to do the best they can. Is that good enough? Well, if it continues to go like that, there'll be a change made down the road. But, you know, one bad season, I don't think anybody in Lincoln's going to be up in arms over the deal and have that bad of a taste in their mouth to remove Mike Anderson.
I will agree with Kurt on one thing. The lack of pitching should not have anything to do with the lack of hitting, which all of a sudden Nebraska was getting some pop the first few games of the season and into the first two series of the Big 12, but it seems like the offense is also hanging their heads a little bit. There's no reason these guys aren't hitting the baseball. I mean, pitching is pretty good in the Big 12, I understand, but you would expect them to scratch out more than four runs in a three-game series.
Well, you certainly got to expect that, but you look at the bullpen and there's no Brooks Wells. And that's probably a bigger key than people give him credit for.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper Inbox. Okay, the Yankees will take Farnsworth if the Royals will take Wang. What's his ERA? 38.
Oh, good God.
And the Indians score again. No greater pleasure. The only reason I would have missed the spring game is if somebody would have told me Cleveland was going to put up a 14 spot on the Yankees Saturday in the second. That is so great. That is the greatest thing that happened all the
most
weekend.
Runs ever?
22. That is so good.
Ever in a half inning.
And you know what we get to watch tonight on ESPN? Yankees baseball. Because they're so good. They're so good. We're going to watch Monday Night Baseball with the Yankees. They're so good. Everybody wants to watch a team that sucks. That is so great. Woo! Yeah! Woo! All right, let's go back to the Dent Popper Inbox. We go back to the Husker football team. Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. Bob in Grand Island says, Joe Daly, Joe Daly, Joe Daly, Joe Daly, oh. Joe Daly. Five times. Why does that bother you, Daddy? Joe Daly was recruited by Solich and then caught in the wrong system when Callahan came in. He did his best. It wasn't his fault that the Callahan regime had him throw the ball over 40 times against an Iowa State team that couldn't stop the run. There's no way Joe Daly should have ever thrown that many passes in a game. Then when they decided they didn't need him, the coaching staff ran him out of town. There is no logical reason to hold a grudge against Joe Daly. He's on the fast track to being an outstanding football coach, and I wish him nothing but good luck. Bob in Grand Island.
Jamal Daly, Joe Lord, good riddance. Yeah, I hope he does have a great coaching career. He's gone from here.
Yeah. Whatever, Husker.
Yeah, he was in a bad situation.
Whatever, Husker hater. Back with more from Coach Pelini on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, this has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Daddy at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Darlington, 2007.
Let's see how we're going to make it, man, for you.
The problem, Jeff, is there's no fix.
Jeff Gordon's 100 laps from victory. Engine badly overheating.
The water temp was pegged. The oil temp was pegged.
But Jeff has one last edge. Durable Quaker State Racing Oil. Amazingly, the 24 takes the win.
The first thing that everybody said to me was, if the engine oil wasn't Quaker State, we'd be in trouble.
Quaker State. Tough enough for race day. Tough enough for every day. Real, durable oil.
You stretched your paychecks as far as they would go. You didn't get ahead, but you managed to survive. Now you're not only maxed out on credit cards, but you're behind on your mortgage. We're Credit Card Relief. We help people get out of debt in months instead of years without declaring bankruptcy and without losing the family home. Call Credit Card Relief right now at 866-290-6868. 866-290-6868. The consultation is free and the relief is real. 866-290-6868.
Got a big lawn? Big lawns need a big mower. Take a look at the Toro LX425 LT lawn tractor at Ace Hardware. It's got a big 20 horsepower engine with automatic transmission, so there's no clumsy gear shifting. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. See store for details. Plus at Ace, all power equipment is fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. And we back it with service after the sale. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, West 56th Street in Kearney, or 3rd and Broadwell, Grand Island.
Are you the person affectionately referred to as the boss? Administrative Professionals Week is April 20th through the 24th. Let Bob Sassflowers help you reward your staff's hard work and dedication. Bob Sassflowers can create gifts that will make your office bloom. Say thanks with flowers and you'll notice more smiles around the office, more spring in their steps, and even a boost in their morale. Call 402-462-2179 or stop and say it with flowers at Bob Sassflowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at this afternoon's forecast. We'll have sun and clouds mix, breezy northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, and a high temperature rebounding in the middle 60s. For tonight, becoming partly to mostly cloudy, low near 36 degrees. And then for our Tuesday, partial sunshine with warmer conditions. We'll have a high temperature into the lower 70s, currently 55.
And I didn't rebuy either. Ha ha! Ha ha! Woo! Ha ha! Ha ha! Woo! Tell you what, the Bandits baseball team, they're going to be kicking butt this summer. I want to personally thank the Riz and all the other folks that participated yesterday in their fundraiser. And we want to let you know that this lunch is chicken coop time. Major League Baseball package, afternoon games, evening games, weekend games, morning games. Hell, the Orioles and Red Sox are playing Patriots right now. There's baseball on for lunch at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island, where there's not a bad seat in the house, and you can get lunch specials every day. Great food and drink specials every night. They're open 7 days a week. Why not try out one of the newest things on or off the menu? That's the Chislic. 8 ounces of choice sirloin tips, fried and seared with your favorite wing sauce. I've tried them. It's good. With your favorite side item, it's only $6.99. It's perfect lunch. There you go. You got pick. Ooh, steak. Mmm. Steak tips. Mmm. Steak tips. Mmm. Yum. Yum. Mmm. Steak tips. Daddy loves steak tips. Also, lunch specials like the hot beef sandwich, homestyle meatloaf, chicken fried steak, or chicken fried chicken. All specials served with mashed taters, gravy, and a dinner roll, or their traditional burgers, pizza, chicken wings. They've got the best in town, the ribs. They're right there for you. If you want a salad, they've got it for you as well. Eat light, eat heavy. It's all there for you. Steak, salmon, it's all on the menu at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
You did a little fundraiser yesterday, like you mentioned, a little poker tournament.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, for the kids. Hey, everything's good. Right. I want to give a little shout-out to Jumpin' Johnny Pursley and Dancing David Schwartz out of Aurora for winning the first walleye tournament of the year up at Sherman Reservoir. Congratulations, guys. Cute green boots they're both wearing, too. I don't know what that was going on with them, but very, very
Where
nice.
Where were you yesterday?
I went to the weigh-in.
God, you're weird. You are just weird. Where was that at?
Sherman.
So you drove up to Loup City, the north side, just to see fish get thrown into a Tupperware bucket to see how much they weigh.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're absolutely one of the weirdest people. This is also weird. Penn State has hired Iowa State head wrestling coach Cale Sanderson. What? I mean, that, if you're a wrestling fan, you get that. If you're not, I don't even know how you would compare this. I mean, you are taking a kid that was one of the best wrestlers of all time, maybe second only to Dan Gable, of all time, from his alma mater, where they have been in the top five every year the last 3 years. They've won the conference title, tied with Nebraska this year, all 3 years that he's been there, and he's going to go to Penn State. You got to wonder why that is, why Cale Sanderson would do that, being introduced today. Weird.
I have no answer. You made it. You and obviously didn't play and wasn't a great player, but you said it would be like Bob Stoops in college football going to Indiana.
Yeah.
I mean, something of that magnitude. Urban Meyer going to, all of a sudden deciding, I want to be at NC State.
Hey, if you, and I know a lot of people want to know how Danny Woodhead's doing online. You can go to a variety of places. Associated Press out of New York did a story. It's in the World Herald. It's in the Lincoln Journal Star, the Grand Island Independent. Danny Woodhead back impressing the Jets coaches. Go online. Check out that story, Danny Woodhead, and we'll be watching that. We're going to hear more from Coach Pelini, his thoughts on the spring game on the show tomorrow as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show. USHL playoffs. Hockey continues in the NHL, the NBA playoffs. And the Royals off today for a chance for Farnsworth to get home. And then we will have them back tomorrow when they open up a series with Cleveland. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the NFL draft. We've got a special guest from Pro Football Weekly, Danny.
Yeah, Associate Editor Dan Parr is set to join us. That'll be at the bottom of the hour tomorrow. Also tomorrow, looking forward, I believe Zach Potter set to join us as well. Many people think Mel Kiper even moving him up perhaps to the third round now as the latest round of talks.
We're going to be talking to some of those Huskers that are on the draft board this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. We sure appreciate all the guests that join us. It helps make our show great. And if you miss any of it, all you have to do is go to the website and click on the podcast, ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham Journal and The Loft. And, of course, now with the weather like this, maybe we can throw out the courtyard. I want to thank Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com for joining us on the show today.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Center Brass, ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.